We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
I love it when you call me señorita. I wish I could pretend I didn't need ya. But every touch is ooh la la la. It's true la la la. Oh, I should be running. Oh, you keep me coming for ya.
Let in Miami. There was
all right, welcome. It is time now for Festivus Friday. It is brought to you by Michelob Ultra Organic Seltzer. It is available now, 80 calories and zero carbs. If you were trying to get through, we were having some issues with the phone lines, and this is now your chance. We just cleared them back out. We were having some issues. If you have a grievance, you have something you want to get off your chest and get it on the radio, as they used to say, this is your chance. 576-7798, 576-7798. 7798, and let me be the very first to wish all of you a very happy Festivus Friday.
Welcome, newcomers. The tradition of Festivus begins with the airing of grievances. I got a lot of problems with you people. Now, you're going to hear about it. My son tells me your company stinks.
Oh, God.
You couldn't smooth a silk sheet if you had a hot date with a babe. I lost my train of thought.
All right, welcome aboard. Be patient if you're calling in. We have one Grant and four phone lines. He'll get with you as quickly as he can. If it's ringing on your end, you're getting through. But before we get started, the honorary first grievance of the week goes to the one and only Dana Wright.
You want me to get something off my chest? My grievance is something on my chest. I have a little spot right here, and I don't know what it is, and it itches. And the last time you showed me your spot,
beg your pardon,
I poo-pooed it, and I said, that's a
oh, the spot that was on my arm, yeah.
And you went into a dermatologist, and they told you it was cancer.
It was pre-cancer.
This looks like that. I noticed it yesterday, and it itches, and it's right here.
Very good to a dermatologist.
Well, now I'm wondering.
Mine was pre-cancer, and I had it removed, and then it's over with. But if I hadn't taken care of it, the dermatologist said it very likely would have become skin cancer.
Well, I'm going to go in and ask them to look at that because it bugs me and it itches.
Only you know you, Dana. If it's not right, you got to go get it fixed.
That's right.
I'm telling you. All right, from the text line, this is one of my favorite grievances of all time. Where did it go? Damn you. All right, here it is. From 6638. So this week, my company had Employee Appreciation Week, which was nice. And they gave us all $15 vouchers that we could use on the corporate reward website. So I go to the website to get my gift. Only everything is a minimum $25. I'm not willing to spend my own money. So my voucher is basically worthless. And then to add insult to injury, the company said that they consider the $15 voucher taxable income.
Oh, come
so
on.
I get to pay taxes on money I'm not even going to use. Yay me. Happy Festivus.
Wow.
Mike in Topeka, first in, is always first up. Hello, Mike.
Hey, guys. So my grievance this week is actually with the radio station as a whole, both middays and afternoons with you guys.
Okay.
And the problem I'm having here is that you guys are just too good.
Oh,
and you have a lot of really good topics that I can't help but feel like to call in and share my little tidbits of wisdom from time to time.
We love it and when you share your tidbits of wisdom.
Well, the problem is that I've shared the show with, you know, friends and family, and some of my coworkers have listened before, and it's gotten to the point that after I call in, I will inevitably get text messages calling me out for calling in, and it will turn into debates online and stuff. And so if I could get you guys to just suck just a little bit more so I wouldn't feel the need to call in, that would be great.
Right on. All right, Mike. Have a good weekend, buddy.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
All right, be well. Debbie in Independence. Debbie, hello. Good afternoon. Welcome.
Hi, thank you. And first of all, I want to say you guys are awesome.
Thank you.
Anyway, my grievance is we have sidewalks for pedestrian traffic. I wish people would start using the sidewalk instead of the road.
Where are you seeing that?
All over town, Independence mostly.
Just walking down the middle of the street?
Yes. And there's a sidewalk.
Oh.
Yeah, that makes no sense to me, Debbie.
No, it doesn't to me either, and that's my biggest gripe.
All right, well, Debbie, you are in, and we're glad you got in. 576-7798, 576-7798. Who's that? Barb, calling in from Lee's Summit. Hello, Barb.
Hello, Scott and Dana. You guys are awesome.
Oh, thank you. You're very kind to say that.
Yes. So my grievance is for all the people in Missouri who are making us look bad as if we're a state that lives in the Stone Ages and can't accept science. Hello, we eradicated smallpox. Let's get behind this and do something about this virus so we can get back to normal.
Mm. Amen, Barb.
Mm. Barb, thank you for calling in. Be safe and be well, okay?
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
All right, take care. From 2232, this would suck, especially today. My grievance is driving a car in Kansas City in the summer with no air conditioning.
Oh.
Amen.
In right. Whoa.
Oh.
Hold up. Did you text that in?
No.
Do you not have air conditioning, Grant?
I do not.
Oh, Grant.
Why don't you have air conditioning?
That's a great question. Last year, it was fine.
And
well, this year it's not. Why don't you go get it fixed?
That's a good idea.
Jeez, please. I'm telling you, man, these kids.
I am not even kidding. Today, I was outside. I am acclimated to the heat. I am out in it all the time. And I thought I was going to pass out.
That bad,
huh? I went to stand up.
Were you not drinking water?
I was. But you know how they tell you one of the first signs of heat stroke is you start cold sweating, like clammy cold sweating? Mm-hmm. I went to stand up out of a squat, and I went, whoa, those are spots. Like, I saw spots. Yeah. I told you before I came in. I go, I have to go shower.
Yeah.
I'm worried that I'm overheated. And I did. I took a cold shower and came into work. But be so careful because it crept up on me.
You weren't drinking alcohol or anything?
I was drinking a ton of water.
Really?
I had Gatorade. I had one of those Propel electrolytes tablets. I had water. And I still felt like I was going to pass out. Be so careful out there today.
From the text line, have you seen the sidewalks in Independence? The road is safer. Okay. All right. Jennifer in Lawrence. Hello, Jennifer.
Hi, how are you?
We're doing very well. Thank you for asking.
Okay. Well, my grievance, I lost a friend not long ago to breast cancer.
Oh.
And a true warrior to the very end. And she didn't shy away from it, kind of exploiting herself for everybody else's benefit to show people, you know, how devastating it is. You know, she'd be like, oh, here's my port, you know, here's this, here's my bald head, but just as a reminder to women and even men that
get your breast cancer screening. On
pandemic year off, go get it done.
My mom had had breast cancer years ago, and she's a survivor, yeah. We always wonder which call is going to start the topic for the hour, and I didn't expect it was going to be Streetwalkers and Debbie and Independence, but several, and by several, I mean a lot, several texts have come in regarding people walking down the street when there's a sidewalk perfectly right next to it and available. This one from 0748, someone needs to tell Debbie to yell at the streetwalkers, hey, that meth don't smoke itself. Okay. All right.
Wow.
But then from 7486 comes this one. That lady from Independence was absolutely correct about the zombies walking down the middle of the streets. We damn near have to slam on our brakes and get over because people.
Just to walk in the street.
If there is not a sidewalk available, no. If you live in a small residential neighborhood and there's not a sidewalk on either side, yes, I think you can walk on the edge of the street. You know, if you're going to your neighbor's house or something. But if there's a sidewalk, you are supposed to use it. Wow. 576-7798. Robin, Leslie, Julia, you guys hang tight. You're all next. We do have one line open if you want to grab it. 576-7798. Festivus Friday brought to you by Michelob Ultra Organic Seltzer. It's available now. 80 calories. Zero carbs. You know, we've been doing Festivus Friday for a decade now, and we've never gotten this grievance, so I'm going to read it, because the more unique, the better, and I know this to be true. 3389 writes in, my grievance is with my uppity Johnson County neighbors and their neighborhood golf carts.
Oh, here we go.
Do you really need a golf cart to drive yourself up to the community pool? What ends up happening is their 14-year-old kids end up driving them around the neighborhood and almost get themselves and us killed. But when you say something about it, they act like it's my fault. We just moved to Western Shawnee. I will say this.
Yeah.
We just moved to Western Shawnee. We do not live on a golf course. But there are golf carts in our neighborhood, too. I don't understand it.
Our neighbor had one delivered today. As I was leaving, it came in a big, fancy flatbed truck. We have a lot of them, but we live in a golf community.
And we do not.
They are not my favorite things because of what you just mentioned. The kids get on those and buzz back and forth from the golf course and the pool, and they go much faster.
You said 25 miles an hour.
The private new golf carts go way faster than any, you know, city public golf cart you've ever driven. Certainly the gas ones. These go fast.
I thought
Scott,
they were governed at
fast.
Governed at 15.
Not these.
Not
and
anymore.
One
huh?
of the police departments last week, and I'm going to say the name of the city, and you can yell at me on the text line if I'm wrong. I think it was Lee's Summit. One of the police departments tweeted out and put on Facebook last week, don't shoot the messenger. We are here to remind you, golf carts are not street legal in our city. And some people have gotten them, I guess.
I'm sure.
Are not legally allowed to drive them. And I'm almost positive it was the Lee Summit Police Department.
We got quite a few in our neighborhood, and we do not have a golf. There's a golf course across the highway, but it's not part of our community.
Ours have to be street legal. So you have to have headlights, taillights.
License plate.
Yep.
Wait.
Yes.
People have license plates on their golf carts?
It has to be street legal, and to be street legal, you have to have those things.
Really?
Yes.
Huh. Who's waited the longest? That would be Robin in Kansas City. Hello, Robin.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hi.
Same to you, man.
First of all, thank you very much for my 22-minute drive home every day. It's great. I love being with you guys.
Thank you.
God bless you.
I'm coming up on 13 years with my wife, who's from Kansas, and I'm from the East Coast. And I got to say, my grievance is with Dana.
Yes.
Why do you not wash your damn pajamas?
Well, because, Robin, they are flannel, and they have been in my drawer since, like, February.
I can't sleep. It's been a week. Can you get them done tonight, though?
Yeah. Yes. I will dig them out, wash them, and put them back.
Julia, thank you, Robin.
The things people hang on to on this program.
Thank you for the laugh, my friend. Julia in Prairie Village. What up?
Hi.
Aloha.
Aloha.
traffic circles.
Oh, yeah.
Are you talking about the roundabouts?
Yes. So I drive through one 4 times a day, minimum, every day. And can we just say, Kansas City, it's not a stop sign.
Mm-hmm. Had one of those last night in front of me. I know exactly
every
what you mean.
Time. It's just so frustrating.
It's a yield and only stop if you can't get in.
Exactly.
Right on. Julia, well said. Now, we had a guy we have a lot of roundabouts near our house. There was a guy, there was nobody in the roundabout, and he was in front of us, pulled up to that yield sign.
And stopped. Well, sometimes you're tentative.
And I said out loud.
Very tentative.
I said out loud and under my breath, first roundabout, sir. First time?
Welcome to our community.
Here we go, Dana. Maybe this will be a topic for next week. 3107 writes, we have all kinds of golf carts and not a golf course in sight in my Lee's Summit neighborhood.
I don't understand.
In my Lee's Summit neighborhood. This is not a Johnson County
thing. Why would you have a golf cart if you don't golf? I don't understand what the point to go to your mailbox or to go to your...
There's a handful of people on my street that have golf carts. And I've asked a couple of them. I'm like, well, what do you do with it? You know, you don't, there's no, we don't live on a golf course. And they say, we just use it to ride up to the pool.
That's it.
That's it. Well, they just zip around the neighborhood from times, yeah.
Okay.
But we do not have, there's a golf course across K7, but not near our house.
We golf a lot, as you know, and I don't have any desire to have a car. We don't have a three-car garage. I don't have anywhere to put it.
Quick break for the news. So Todd, you are next, my friend. Then it's going to be Leslie, then Josh. We do have one line open. Thank you for the call, Julia. Do appreciate it. 576-7798. Festivus Friday brought to you by Michelob Ultra Organic Seltzer.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
We'll get to the calls here in just a second. I know what I meant to show you or let you listen to. All right, fade the music here. Blue Oyster Cult. Tell me who this is.
That's the Bee Gees.
It sure is, isn't it? Or is it the D G's?
No.
It's the Foo Fighters.
No way.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, wow. That's good. I mean, he's no Barry Gibb.
No, he's not, but he is a Dave Grohl. They did a bunch of Bee Gees covers.
That's great.
And they call themselves the DGs.
I love it.
Let's get to Todd in Independence. Hello, Todd.
Hello. How are you, sir?
Hello. We're Happy doing well, my friend.
Say, I have a grievance with a group of people called Karens. I don't know if you've ever heard of Karens.
Yes, we have.
They're awesome. That kind of ties in with your golf cart story from before. You know, a lot of these people, Karens, and you know, some are male, you know, and they call those Kevins, but they patrol their little golden ghettos that they live in over in Leawood or, you know, Lee Summit or wherever to make sure that if you're walking down their sidewalk that you live in that area.
Mm.
And if you're a person of color, you're really going to get it, you know, and these are people that are making a few extra bucks walking somebody's dog, you know, or whatever. But, or they're the ones that go into the, you know, to the store and don't want to, they're told they have to wear a mask, and I don't have to because I have a medical condition and all this. And there's one of the big shopping clubs, I won't mention the name.
Yeah, you can't. It's against the rules.
They don't fool around with you. It's not one of those where, you know, they'll ask you to leave 15 times. You don't leave, they call the police.
All right. Okay.
And these entitled Karens are just, you know, they're the ones that slap their hands. It's every word they say they have to slap their hands.
Okay. All right. Okay. Gotcha, man.
What?
All right. We are definitely going to visit the golf cart in the neighborhood.
Yeah, we're
going
to do it next week.
Next Thursday. I'm going to be off Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, taking the family on a quick vacation. But I'll be back on Thursday, and Dana and I have already decided it's going to be a topic. Listen to this coming in on the text line. This is not just Johnson County, okay? I live in Bonner Springs. That's Wyandotte County.
Yeah.
I live in Bonner Springs. Tons of golf carts in my neighborhood with kids. There's not a golf course in sight. 2255 says, I'm in the Northland. Golf carts filled with carefree teenagers all over the main roads, and the parents do not care. Okay. Thank you, Todd. Leslie in Kansas City. Hello, Leslie.
How are you, kids?
We're doing well.
Good.
Well, good. Hey, it's Pick on Dana Day.
Apparently so.
I'm going to tell you why. Okay, I think it was last week sometime. Do you remember running into somebody and they assumed that you were 60?
I do remember that.
And you cried about it for about, I don't know, 2 to 4 hours. Do you remember that?
Yes.
Okay, now you got to remember, girlfriend, there's a lot of your listeners out here that are 60-plus years old.
That's right.
And I got a new bumper sticker on my golf cart. You know
what does it say?
It says, F Dana.
I didn't say I thought 60 was old. I just said I wasn't that number.
You weren't making fun of people who are 60.
No!
You were just pointing out that you're 46 years old.
Yeah.
And somebody thought you were 60.
She inquired.
If you were 60.
That is correct.
Yes.
I'm still not over it.
From 6212, I live in Peculiar. They have golf carts everywhere. I'm telling you,
I think it's only a matter of time before a crackdown comes. Somebody's going to get hurt, and yeah, then everybody's going to go, oh, this is something we need a law.
You know what's going to happen, sadly. And
oh, God, I hope
not
you're
to
wrong.
Bring everybody down. What's going to end up happening is an unlicensed teenager is going to either hit a kid, a little kid.
Or a curb.
Or is going to end up getting killed riding the golf cart, and it's going to be a huge crackdown. No more screwing around with the golf carts. We turned a blind eye to it for a real long time.
Yeah, I think that's what it is. I don't think that every city has an ordinance. I think they're just turning a blind eye to it.
Well, I live in Lewisburg. Our golf carts rock. And we don't have a good golf cars. Yeah. All right. Okay. Anyway, so there's that. Josh in the Northland. Hello, Josh.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good.
Well.
I'm doing all right. So I want to go and do a disclaimer. I've called in multiple times, and more than half the time, it seems to me like you guys take me a little too seriously. I'm usually just joking, but sometimes Scott's just like, okay. But my grievance today has to be with you, Dana.
Yes.
Wow. And it has to pertain to a coworker, or not a coworker, but another radio station down the hall where he just got out of the hospital.
Yes.
And thank God he's okay.
Yes.
But I remember you guys announced it one day, and you guys put your prayers out, your hopes and wishes, and Dana, you said, all my prayers that he's okay. I think I can speak for most people where we see through that, where you just hope he's okay so you can rub his arms again.
Okay.
For the record, I have not seen him, nor have I rubbed his arms.
Today? Oh.
Month's not over yet.
Diana in Lee's Summit. Hello, Diana.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. My grievance is with large bookstores and their milk carton design.
Okay.
I have the hardest time getting those caps off.
Oh.
Yeah, you can't get leverage.
On what?
You can't get leverage on getting the milk cap off?
No, it got stuck on there. I had to, like, take a knife at it.
Oh, I don't know that I would do that, Diana.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that.
Well, it had to break the suction or something. I couldn't get my hand around the whole cap. It stops where it has that little ledge.
Are you talking about just your run-of-the-mill?
Yeah, regular gallon of milk.
Regular gallon of milk from the large bookstores. I can't
say
their name.
I thought you said bookstores.
Bulk. I understand what you're saying. I thought you said bookstore, too. And I'm like, where are you going?
All right. For clarification, do they come in plastic or are they glass?
Plastic.
And they're big, Scott. The big Costco milk jugs, they're bigger. They're like this. I think they're like cube-shaped. They're big.
They're more than a gallon. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Why don't you just buy 2 gallons at the store?
I don't know.
Okay. All right. Hey, glad we got you in. Thank you for the call. Brian in Lenexa. Hello, Brian.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
It's not hot. I don't know what you guys are whining about. Hello. I work outside in my truck every day, all day long, till 9 o'clock at night, no air, on purpose, and I do just fine. It's called you acclimatize yourself. Just remember, February's coming. -20.
Oh, I don't want to think about it.
That's true, man. I remember.
Those are fighting words on this program, Brian.
And we need more data-isms.
Do we?
I don't think so. I don't think we do.
We added a couple this week.
Let's hear them.
Okay. All right, partner. Do appreciate the call. Bye-bye. We got one more before the break, and then we'll wrap it up here on the other side. By the way, Festivus Friday brought to you by Michelob Ultra Organic Seltzer. Let's go to Independence and Scott. Hello, Scott.
Hey, guys. How
Hi.
Are you?
Good.
We're doing well. Thank you.
Love you guys. Love your show.
Thank you.
I got a question for both of you.
Yeah.
I understand everybody wants everybody to be vaccinated, and now it seems like we've come full circle and we're back to where we were last March.
That is correct.
And I've been going back and forth on getting the vaccine. I'm not an anti-vaxxer. But my question is this, and I know you have both been vaccinated. We don't know, or I don't know, what is in this vaccine, and why is it not CDC approved?
It would be FDA, and it has received emergency approval from the FDA, and full approval is likely a month or two away.
So, just a question. Have either of you had any side effects from this vaccine?
Not one.
No.
Okay.
True story. Not one.
I don't know anybody who has had any side effects. I was going to make a joke here about my libido or something, but then I realized you're being really serious, so I'll be really serious. I've had no side effects, and I don't know anybody who has.
I love you, brother. Hey. We do need some more Dana-isms.
Okay. All right. I'll see what I can do. The day is young, and we still have 15 minutes left. 576-7798. We'll get to more of your grievances in just a moment. Festivus Friday, brought to you by Michelob Ultra Organic Seltzer.
It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Cocked your head to the side and said, I'm angry. 5 days since you laughed at me, saying, get back together, come back and see me. 3 days since the living room, I realized it's all my fault, but couldn't tell you. Yesterday, you'd forgiven me, but it'll still be 2 days till I say I'm sorry.
All right, welcome back. And I won't watch the hood wink. Does it make you stop think? You think you're looking. We got a full board. Let's see if we can get everybody in before the end of the show. Madeline in Kansas City, you are next. Hi, Madeline.
Hi, how are you?
We're doing well, thank you.
All right, my grievance is nail salons. Going in at my appointment at 3 o'clock and having me wait till like 4 or 5 o'clock to get my nails done, and then making me feel bad after they're closing because they're doing my nails.
Oh, you had to wait 2 hours to get your nails done?
Yes, it's all the time it happens. Oh. Like I have my appointment at 3 and then they make me wait like more than 45 minutes.
Oh, you hang in way longer than I would. I'd wait about 3 minutes and go, I'm out.
Yeah, especially when you're a mom.
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, man, good luck, Madeline.
Thank God I'm a man. That's all I got out of that.
Yeah.
Megan in Leavenworth. Megan, hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, so I just want to say it really gets my goat that everyone complains about the cold weather, and when it is cold weather, everyone's like, oh my God, it needs to go away, and I'm like, no, let me enjoy this. You get to be hot majority of the year. Let me be cold.
Whoa, 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 whoa. You like the cold weather?
I love the cold weather.
Oh.
Really?
Yes. I would rather be freezing cold every single day than even feel any amount of sweat. Like, it instantly makes me angry, so.
Yeah, we have states where you can go and enjoy this.
I know. I wish I could go, but I'm stuck here, so.
Okay. It is rare when I hear somebody say, I love the cold. I think Ellen Schenck on KMBZ was the last person I knew that said, I don't mind the cold. I kind of like the cold. But you love it?
I didn't have to worry about my AC this winter.
That is true. I hate the cold with every cell and fiber of my being.
I'll take weather like this 365 days a year before one winter day. I hate it. Austin in Blue Springs. Hello, Austin.
So with my grievance, it's with your other callers. I get they're trying to be nice, but almost every time someone calls in, they ask you guys how you're doing. We all know how you guys are doing because somebody asked you about 4 minutes ago and you were good.
And you were good.
You know what I think it is for real, Austin? It's what? Habit. You know when you first talk to, hey, how you doing? It's habit.
Well,
it's conversational habit.
Go ahead. Sorry.
I was just saying, I'm here to break the habit.
Okay. Well, and I agree with Dana. It is a conversational habit. There are two other things that I say about that, and we've gotten this grievance before. It's been a while. I also think that most people, you know, when they call into a radio station, they probably don't do it very often, and so they might be just a little bit nervous. And so that's kind of the icebreaker, the, hey, how you doing? And then I've always said this. It doesn't bother me that people ask how we're doing so often. It's going to bother me when they don't.
Okay. Fair.
Then I've got a problem. But Austin, you have been heard, and I appreciate it. How you doing, by the way?
I'm doing all right. How you doing?
I'm doing
We're
good.
Good.
We're good. Okay, be fun. Well, man. Be well. Take care of yourself.
You too.
All right. Jennifer in Warsaw, and then I think we might have time for one more, Grant. Jennifer, hello.
Hello.
Hi. Go ahead.
Hey. My biggest gripe is these big super center stores do not say thank you to their customers.
They don't? Really,
no, they do not. They say, have a good day. That's not thank you. They don't thank you for coming in. They say, have a good day. Bless your pea-picking heart, but they do not say thank you. I call them and tell them who I took my cashier number and who what her name was. Oh, they're supposed to say that. They're supposed to say thank you, but they don't.
This really got you going, Jennifer.
Oh, it does. It really did. It's happened twice today, I thought, because I had to come back and it's, oh, you'll be back. No, tell me thank you.
Wow.
That is a very aggressive grievance.
Okay.
I think so.
Well, yeah. Jennifer, thank you for calling.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, goodbye. I'm with Madeline, the caller. I would rather be cold every single day of my life than one day of sweating, because sweat is gross. Okay. And then the cold weather lady is my sister from another mother. I love the cold. Ugh. You warm weather people are flat out nuts.
Well, I don't want to move to Arizona, but
Lisa and Lee Summit, it looks like you might be getting the last word. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
You know, I've been wanting to call in for a while about my grievance, and even when you guys have talked about different toys for females and males and the worst companies to be in, I tell you what, the hardest place to be is the mechanic industry.
Say it again. You cut out. The hardest thing is to what?
Is to be a female in the mechanic industry.
Oh, do tell.
It's hard to get taken seriously when you are in a position working for a company. It's hard to be taken seriously as your own company. I did it in the Army. I was a mechanic. I've been a mechanic for 30 years. Even when I want to exchange a part at the mechanic store, I won't name names, but you know, the shops you can go in.
Yeah.
Even when I go in there, I'm always questioned. I'm like, I need the master cylinder for my brakes to hook up to my brake booster. The guy's like, oh, I thought this was the brake booster. I'm like, nope. And then he goes on telling me, explaining to me, and then he looks on the computer. He's like, oh, you meant brake booster. And I'm like, it's so frustrating because I always have to argue for what I want for the part that I know that I need because I know what I'm talking about.
Lisa, that is a great grievance, and thank you for it.
Thank you. It's tough. It's a tough spot to be in.
Well, Lisa, thank you for the call, and you were the last call of this week.
Punch him in his brake booster face.
Yeah, brake booster.
Guy.
Person thing. Jerk. We got to run. Have a great weekend, everybody. On behalf of our producer today, Grant Miller, ladies and gentlemen, my good friend and co-host Dana Wright, I am Scott Parks, and God willing, we're back on Monday at 2 o'clock. Have a great night, a great weekend. Be safe. Be well, but most importantly, be good. Enjoy the time.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at kmbz.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.